My guest in the studio is Howard Kirby from the Mullins Cote Dog Training Centre, and we're talking about one of your rescues, Henry. Tell us how Henry became a rescue.
Henry came to us via Battersea Dogs Home. Occasionally they'll ring us and say, look, we've got a dog that's a little tricky for us to rehome. Can you do anything with him? We went out to Battersea. We picked him up. We heard the story. The story's funny but really quite distressing. Henry went to a normal home as a puppy. He's a Collie Cross Springer Spaniel, so he's got a lot of drive in him. And in a nutshell, at about 6 months of age, he started to show the traits that you'd expect a Collie to show. And, of course, that is to drive sheep. He couldn't find any sheep in his garden in London. He lived in London with a very nice family who obviously loved and cherished him. And Henry, being the sharp little button that he is, worked out that if there's no sheep in my garden, I've got to find some. So he found some sheep, and the sheep he found were the children in the family. Now, they were young children, and he had an enormous amount of fun driving them around the garden. Now, initially, great fun. You know, really good. Even the children enjoyed it, but it started to wear thin as Henry's herding instincts developed. Like all young collies, they learn and they become stronger and they drive harder. And as he drove the children, herded the children harder, he used to herd them up into a corner and stop them in the corner, actually hold them, fix them in the corner. Again, bit of fun, but it got longer and longer, and eventually, unfortunately, Henry, in order to get his sheep to move, because the little children would stand very still because he'd driven them round, he would rush in and bite them, nip them. And of course that unfortunately meant that the family could no longer keep him. So he ended up at Battersea Dogs Home. The point we're making is that was all, with a little bit more knowledge, that was all stoppable. You know, this was encouraged initially, but without, unwittingly, the family encouraged a behaviour that they subsequently didn't want. So, you know, it's something to bear in mind for the future for anybody who's got a collie.
And you say that's instinct in a collie. A collie is born to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, they're bred. The border collie is bred to drive sheep on the Welsh. Well, for farmers all over the country, in all sorts of terrains, mountains, lowlands, you know, all over the country. And which is why they'll fix something, you know, that typical collie, the stoop, where they stoop and fix you with their eyes before starting to herd you. And they'll herd children, they'll herd ducks, they'll herd chickens, they'll herd footballs. You know, out of frustration, they'll herd anything that moves eventually if they're not being stimulated enough.
So the thing that you did was you gained respect, and you showed him basically who was master.
Yes, yep.
And now he doesn't do any of that.
No, he does all of that still. But what we did for him was first of all, we showed him basic obedience. So when he came, he had no basic obedience either. He pulled on the lead, he jumped up, he cocked his leg up on you because he was an entire male. He growled at you if you asked him to do something he didn't want to do. He was really quite a thug by the time. And this is a 10-month-old dog, so he's only a young dog at this stage. So what we did was teach him basic obedience. Heel, sit, stay, fetch. Instead of chase, we turned it into fetch. So we got him fetching a ball for us, which he absolutely loved. We've subsequently now he works with a clicker. He can do dances, he does tricks, he jumps up and down, he does agility. I mean, in our kennels, we've got lots of dogs in our kennels. He is the dog in our kennel that needs the most stimulation. When you work with him, he is to die for. He learns. If you said to me, Howard, go and find 30 pupils to create an elite class, you'd, in dog work terms, you'd go and find 30 Henrys, because all of them would pass with A stars if your teaching was up to the mark.
So that's my guest, Howard Kirby, Mullins Cote Dog Training Centre, the number 01264 889467.